We are excited about this gathering here, and I think it's very progressive as a country. We are also launching this campaign, but like you're saying, we need to translate this action that we're doing today, the launch, into practical ways of trying to address child marriage. And one of those is harmonizing the laws that we have. We have the customary law, which is silent on the age of marriage, and the Marriage Act, which says girls can consent to marriage at 16, which is not in line with the Constitution of Zimbabwe, which is the supreme law of the land that says any person who's under the age of 18 is a child. So moving forward, we now need to make sure that there is the harmonization of the laws with the Constitution of Zimbabwe. And we also need to even move further than that, because after harmonization, yes, you have a law that's now criminalizing child marriage. What happens within the communities? Are people equipped and empowered to utilize the pieces of legislation that we'll be having then that says any person who marries a person who is under the age of 18 is committed a crime? So we also need to move further and empower communities to be able to own this movement of ending child marriage, and for communities to be better placed to say we want to end child marriage, and they can self-police among themselves. When child marriage happens next door, I do not keep quiet about it. I'm aware that it's a crime. I'm aware of the processes that I can take for legal recourse to be achieved for that young person who would have been violated.